Hello. You know when you breathe in, right? And then you breathe out. That's all the relatable material I've got. I'm 50 years old, so I've never been on an internet dating site. Somebody said to me just recently, how long have you been married, Mark? I said, 25 years. And they said, so you met your wife the old-fashioned way. The old-fashioned way? I didn't buy her in a slave auction. I didn't swap her for two camels and a yak. I think people might be romanticising the old-fashioned way. Because the old-fashioned way was meeting through friends, and it had one crucial flaw. You needed friends. I remember looking at personal ads a long time ago when I was single and seeing all these ladies, and you didn't see pictures in those ads, it was just text descriptions. It's like, there's a lot of people here going to the gym and they like long walks and swimming and hiking. That all sounds really exhausting. And then it dawned on me, I thought, do you think men like lethargic women? Do you think all the ones who put in their profiles that they like sitting on the sofa eating chocolates and watching box sets, they've all been snapped up? Have you ever watched Netflix so long that it checks to see if you're alive? It's like you're watching so much telly that the telly company's worried about you. The Buddha says that we become the thing that we most resist, which in my case I think means I've been pushing really hard against a fat Yorkshireman. The French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre said that life begins on the other side of despair. And I think he meant Huddersfield. Jean-Jacques Rousseau said that man is born free and all around us is in chains. In my case, it's mainly Pret-a-Manger and Café Nero. I spend a lot of time in Café Nero behind somebody who's really keen to know what all the alternatives to cow's milk are. And I find it really irritating. I find it so irritating, I come out in a rash. I think I might be lactose intolerant. They say that nut milk and soy milk is more healthy and more natural than other kinds of milk. But I'm not sure. What sort of hormone regime do you have to put a cashew nut through to make it grow tits? Do you think if you are what you eat, Boris Johnson eats a lot of massive cocks? I've got some sympathy with Brexiters. Because some things seem like a good idea and then just aren't. I'll just leave you with this. I read a book on how to do oral sex. That's how I approached it. The book's called She Comes First. And it got three pieces of advice. First piece of advice. When you're down there, cover the whole area. Don't just go for the top bit. See, technical language. Second piece of advice, slightly stranger. When you're down there, maintain eye contact. What? These are very focused. And a final piece of advice. When you're down there, put your top teeth against the clitoris. Sorry, that's... I'm about to explode. put your top teeth against the clitoris and hum. Turn yourself into a giant vibrator. Who doesn't want that, right? So, okay, I'm going to give this a try. The only thing is, like, when you get down there, what are you going to hum? Nothing seems right. In the jungle, the mighty jungle. No, 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 no. Land Down Under by Men at Work. Well, better. I went with the Dan Busters theme tune. Gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, did not go down well. Thank you. Good night.
Okay.